This summer brings the 20th season for the Michigan Shakespeare Festival. Since its founding, the nonprofit Professional Theater Group has brought the Bard to thousands of theater lovers in Southeast and Mid-Michigan. The new season runs July 17th to August 17th. Janice Blixt is Artistic Director of the Michigan Shakespeare Festival. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I love a quote that I read of yours in an interview. You were saying, "Too much of the Shakespeare that's being produced is pudgy, balding, and rather dour. I'm working to make the Michigan Shakespeare Festival dark and handsome with a twinkly eye and a knowing look." How will that dark and handsome be displayed this season?
Well, this summer, actually, the dark and handsome is all coming out in our production of Hamlet. For the 20th season, we decided go big or go home. So we're going big.
You are.
And we are putting up Hamlet. And the gentleman who's playing Hamlet is actor Sean Fouch, who has a long resume of music. He's a musician, he's an actor, he's worked with incredible companies, and he's coming in, and instead of the melancholy Dane, the very, very boring man who talks an awful lot and does very little.
And broods a lot.
Very broody. our Hamlet is a man who has been raised to be the king. He has expectations, he has ambition, he has all of the breeding and background to set him up for this job, and at the very beginning of the show, it has been stolen from him. And he is basically under house arrest for the entirety of the show, and it is him planning, plotting, running around the castle, trying desperately to find a way out of his current almost impotent state because he is constantly being watched. He's constantly being squashed down because he is, of course, as the son to the previous king, the only one who could make Claudius's life difficult.
Yes.
So we are very much going for the conflict between these two men, between the power and the ambition of holding the throne of Denmark. We are looking at this play in terms of what actually happens in it. It's not about pretty talking. There's pretty talking, let's admit that, but it's not about that.
Well, that's how you get butts in seats, isn't it? Because
absolutely,
the pretty talking is probably what keeps people feeling intimidated or that it won't speak to them.
And that they won't understand it or that they'll feel like it's grand opera and something that won't connect with them. We work very hard to try and remind people that there's a reason that we're still doing Shakespeare 400 years later, and that's because it's hot. It's about passion, it's about life, it's about ambition, it's about goals, it's about striving, it's about love and loss and rejection. It's about all of the things that we watch our soap operas for and that we watch scripted drama for, and it's done really well.
What else are you offering this season?
Also this summer, we have Cymbeline, a rarely done Shakespeare.
I'll have to admit, I don't think I studied it in school. I know I've never seen it. Give us a sense of the story.
Cymbeline takes place in the first century of Britain. And we have King Cymbeline, who has been sort of sidelined. He hasn't been appearing in public. He hasn't been running things. His queen, strangely enough, has been sort of taking the reins of power. And when the play starts, they are enraged over her marriage, the daughter's marriage, King Cymbeline's daughter Imogen, her marriage to her childhood sweetheart, as opposed to someone that the queen wanted her to marry.
Ooh.
And so it plays like a fairy tale. It's got, you know, your wicked stepmother, and it's got your king who has been kind of in the thrall of the wicked stepmother. We have our young heroine. We have, you know, the marriage that she wants to bring together. We have clowns and also the Roman army.
Well, you've got everything.
Exactly.
What is not to love? And then you bring us some Oscar Wilde.
Yes, we're doing The Importance of Being Earnest. Hamlet has some funny things in it, and it's a wonderful, wonderful show. Cymbeline is considered a comedy in that it does end well, and there are some funny things in it, but it's a romance. It's deeper, darker, more romantic,
okay,
and capital R. So we really wanted something fun, bright and bubbly and summery. And it's The Importance of Being Earnest. It's young British gentlemen in 1895 being very, very bad in order to pick up the women in their lives. And all of the witty language and the fun and the silliness. And so that's our bright, bubbly comedy.
Yet it's not the, if you're off put by the British farce with the slamming doors and the funny exits,
yes.
That's what this is not.
You are correct. It is not the five-door farce model. Mm-hmm. It is the more of the drawing room, I'm going to make fun of you to your face comedy. Is really what it is.
So if you want to get some good lessons from the master on how to skewer somebody verbally.
Absolutely. It's the show to see.
I have to imagine that your challenge, Janice, is not so much in preaching to the choir, to those who love theater and love Shakespeare, but you want to pull in new people to the party, but at the same time, keep it fresh for the veteran theater goers. How do you try to balance all of that?
What we actually do mostly is we try to go back to the actual plays and put them up the best way we can. We're trying not to put some kind of idea over the top of the show. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to do King Lear on Mars. Oh, you know, Hamlet is going to be set in Bosnia. We're trying to really look at the texts and find those things in them that make, that connect with people, that connect with audiences and actors, mm-hmm. and then bring those out. So that when you're seeing a show that you may have seen five times before, you're going to hear things you never heard before. You're going to be touched and connected and remember why you love it. And if you've never seen it before, you're going to understand why other people do.
Janice Blix is artistic director of the Michigan Shakespeare Festival. There was a big decision made for next year's festival. You're going to be expanding from your home base at the Potter Center in Jackson.
We are going to be expanding to Canton, to the Village Theater at Cherry Hill in Canton. We love Jackson. We love our home there. But we take very seriously the fact that we are the official Shakespeare Festival of the state of Michigan by decree of the governor and mm-hmm. the legislature. And we know that we're really, really good. So we have made the decision to put half of our season in our usual home theater in Jackson. And we're going to add to that and do 3 weeks in Canton, which puts us in Wayne County, which puts us in the center of the more populous area of Michigan. And we're really excited about it. Cherry Hill has been absolutely lovely about it. Canton has been so gracious. So we're really excited about our future, the future of classical theater in Michigan. When people say, why are you doing this? We're doing this because people love it and we're proud of what we're doing.
And the location, well, I might remind anyone in Oakland and Macomb counties, you drive down to I-275 to go to buy a bedspread at IKEA.
Yes.
It's not hard to get to Canton from anywhere
from
in
IKEA.
The Tri-County area.
Right.
So we can do that. Very, very fun. The Michigan Shakespeare Festival runs July 17th to August 17th. And you can find the full schedule and all the details on their website, MichiganShakespeareFestival.com. Artistic Director Janice Blixt. Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you very much.